You're listening to Real Women Courageous Wisdom, hosted by Women for One truth teller, my friend and author, Kara Bradley. Real Women Courageous Wisdom is a podcast series featuring Women for One truth tellers, everyday women and kindred spirits passionate about sharing their journeys and inspiring others.
Welcome, everyone, to Real Women Courageous Wisdom. I am your host, Kara Bradley, here with another incredibly real woman and very courageous woman, a master for sure. I cannot wait to hear what she has to share with us because I know it's going to be thought-provoking, no doubt. We have today Melissa Joy Johnson. Melissa is a best-selling author of M. Joy of Being, and she is the founder of the M. Joy Teachings, which I'm so excited to hear more about. You may know her from her Matrix Energetics platform, where she's reached thousands and thousands of people. But I'm going to let her explain a lot more about who she is and what she does. So welcome, Melissa. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the introduction. And I'll just add that who I am is not what I do, although what I do is an extension of who I am, and I think that's very aligned with the Women for One movement and what we hope to impart to listeners and the audience worldwide. One clarification, I'm a best-selling author of a few books, actually. Little Book of Big Potentials is what I'm most widely known for, as well as its complimentary play guide, Practical Play, The Heart-Centered Way. And I'm also the author of M. Joy, Practically Speaking. I just wanted to make that clarification because the book is not called M. Joy of Being, although we do experience the joy of being when we come into a cohesive relationship with our true authentic self and we experience the power of interactive reality creation.
Well, thank you. Thanks for clarifying that. You have a lot there in your bio, so I appreciate the clarification. We always want to make sure that everyone's getting the correct information. So, Melissa, thank you for being a truth teller and for imparting your story and your wisdom on our platform. You know, it's an amazing thing about Women for One is that we have women of all different sorts, from all different backgrounds, with all different levels of experience. And it's such an honor to have somebody like you that has really a depth of experience in the search of the self in many ways. So how did you come to Women for One? Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I mean, and I hope that I recall the actual interaction correctly, but I met Kelly at a Matrix Energetic seminar that I was teaching many, many years ago. And according to Kelly's perception of myself, she really liked my ability to take somewhat esoteric teachings and really high-level scientific principles and distill them in a very practical and relatable manner. And I recall her saying that that was what she really liked about me, was that my practical approach, that I was really able to embody the teachings in a way that anyone, no matter what they knew, what they had experienced, they could find an access point where they could relate to the information themselves. And she did a feature on me. Actually, it was on my birthday in February of 2014, 1 month before my first book hit the publication. And in that feature, she really did a beautiful job bringing out the aspects of who I really was. And it was nice to see that reflected in resonance with Women for One. And since that time, we've, you know, developed actually a friendship as well. And we've watched both the Women for One movement blossom, as well as the M. Joy movement, which initially, when I launched it in 2014, was just for women. I was given a very clear directive that the information that was coming through initially needed to be held by women worldwide and enabled that particular field to grow. And then once that was established, then the information was disseminated to men as well, because what I teach is it's an embodiment of the sacred feminine with an integration of the sacred masculine, because we are all both, and accessing our true authentic power and coming into a cohesive and congruent relationship with our true authentic self means integrating all of the facets of ourselves, even the parts that we don't yet recognize and even the stuff that we consider yucky. And so relative to women for one, what this means is absolutely embracing our stories and being a truth teller, recognizing that there are many, many, many facets of truth and there are multiple sides to all stories, and that what might be our truth in one particular moment at one particular point in time may actually evolve and transform and transcend into a different description and a different story. And so the MJOID teachings very much include embracing our stories, but also recognizing that our stories don't necessarily define us as limitations. They can serve as springboards to create a trajectory into the recognition of our own true authentic magnificence.
Wow, that's wonderful. And so how does one even begin? Is there a starting point that you can offer us?
Well, it might sound flippant, but what I would say is you start where you start. You start wherever you are. You start right where you are right now. And even curiosity and a desire to move into a more cohesive relationship with oneself, loving oneself, being self-authentic, living what I call the physics of integrity, that curiosity and that desire is a cue for you that already is a possibility that's available, simply because you haven't yet recognized it, simply because you haven't yet embodied it, doesn't mean that it isn't a viable potentiality that awaits your recognition. So I like to consider that we already are what we wish to become, and that desires and curiosity and a willingness to open into that is a beautiful starting point, because that allows for the unfolding and the progression of the expression of our infinite potential to begin to be reflected as within, so without. And so realizing that it's already within us, and how do we simply allow for that to unfold and express or blossom like a flower is really the first step. And then I would say, really trust and listen to your heart. We are so programmed and conditioned through expectations and through the shoulds of society, which is really programming and conditioning us for fear. We become very, very confused about what we're supposed to do and truly who we are. And when we allow ourselves to access the field of our hearts and then listen to our hearts, which our hearts are they always speak truth. They are the key truth teller, I would say, yeah. Even beyond who we are as individuals. Our hearts will never deceive us, and our hearts will always guide us. So listening to our hearts is what enables us to transcend the programs of confusion and the delusion and the distortions of the perceptions that are projections in our reality. And so trusting and listening to our hearts is also a first step. And that actually accompanies the curiosity and the desire to experience more of who we are, because that more of who we are is already within us. It's just clouded by a lot of confusion, a lot of prior experiences, and a lot of patterns that don't necessarily bring us joy. And so the third step, I would say, and these don't occur in a linear order, is what brings you joy? Because what brings you joy is a facet of the field of the heart, and that's a facet of our true authentic self. And so if we allow ourselves to move in or move toward the volition of joy, then we will be stepping into our own truth, we'll be stepping into our integrity as authenticity, and our life will reflect back accordingly.
Yeah, well, I mean, it sounds fantastic, but, you know, and I'm just speaking here for the busy people out there. So great, but how do I even know what's truth? Because my mind is spinning and I'm racing around and I have all these thoughts, but how do I even know what is true? And I'm being honest with you. I mean, you know, I've done a lot of work myself, but so often you really have to sit with, okay, well, this could be true, but is it true? And what does truth feel like? And yeah, so it's such a big question. And I love the idea of being curious, because I think that's a word we can all relate to. It's just having the curiosity to know yourself. But how do I know what I'm feeling or thinking,
I think,
is true?
That's a beautiful, beautiful question. And you know, I'll preface my answer with, you know, any thought that you have is not ultimately true. You know, any thought is actually an extraction of truth in a bracketed frame of awareness called a perception. And all of our perceptions are going to be distorted by the filters that we wear in our awareness based on our prior experiences. So with that being said, I like to consider, you know, truth is it's somewhat fluid, and it is not something that is absolutely set in stone. However, one's own personal truth and inner congruence is something that it's almost visceral. And so what I mean by that, it's a somatic experience that one can feel in one's body. Whereas a thought is it's almost isolated conceptually in our mind, even though our thoughts really aren't in our mind, they're organized in fields. But when we have thoughts, there's a constriction associated with that. And so what I would say to all of our busy listeners is that, you know, truth is always there, even amidst the distractions. And when we allow for our awareness to move out of the head and out of the thought patterns, which create almost feedback loops that create limitations, and we center our awareness in the body, in the physical body, which is a body of information, but most importantly, in the area anywhere between, well, we'll say the throat, which is where we express our truth, and the base of the pelvic floor. When we center our awareness in the field of the heart, which is anywhere between the throat and the base of the pelvic floor, then we are able to essentially move beyond those limiting thoughts or those thoughts that we're resonating with that we're questioning are true. And we're able to access what I refer to as a knowing without knowing how we know. It's a facet of intuition. Is it the ultimate truth? No, I'm going to say that there are many, 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 many expressions of truth. However, when we move into that visceral embodied space of knowing without knowing how we know, we access the truth that is relative to us. And when we are accessing truth that is relative to us, we are accessing a space of connection with ourselves. And then we are able to navigate more proficiently and more congruently in the very next moment. I've really sort of explained in a non-scientific way the physics of integrity, which is something that I teach in the MJOY teachings. It's a facet of heart-centered awareness coupled with the mind, because we want to leverage both. We want to leverage all of the gifts that have been bestowed upon us. When we're leading just with the mind and we're leading with our thoughts, we're actually leading based on fragmentation, segregation, and compartmentalization. As I mentioned earlier, all truth is just a fragmented part of the all. Whereas when we lead from our hearts, we have access to the all, and we can leverage the mind to implement the true authentic desires of the heart to make choices that are aligned with the heart.
So what you're saying is thoughts aren't a bad thing. It's just that if we just get caught in that feedback loop that you were talking about, that's when we don't necessarily have access to or are recognizing the truth that's sort of trying to speak to us from our bodies.
Indeed, I am saying that. And I'm saying we want to leverage our thoughts without identifying with the thoughts or thinking the thoughts are us. Right. Thoughts are an aspect and an expression of us, but they don't define us. Just like our stories are an aspect and an expression of us, but they don't necessarily define us. They certainly can describe experiences, but they aren't who we are.
That's wonderful. And is that where joy comes in then? Because when we're joyful, or when we're in a moment where we're just seeing beauty or creating or connecting, and there's that sense of joy that arises, that really feels like me, or I feel much more genuine when I'm joyful.
Beautiful, beautiful question and description. And I absolutely agree. Joy is really our natural state. Mm. Joy is what wells up from the field of the heart. It's the spiraling of consciousness that is love expressing its symmetry through everything. And really, joy occurs without a story. Joy occurs regardless of situations and circumstances, regardless of thoughts. And so, yes, experiencing joy is what can enable us to access our truth and to access our authenticity as integrity. And it doesn't need a reason. It doesn't need an external situation or circumstance in order for it to occur. It's an inner dominion of grace that wells up when we allow ourselves to move into that space, almost the silence that is voluminous with potential. Mm. That's when we're able to touch the core essence of who we are beyond the programming, beyond the thoughts, and even beyond the experiences of limitation.
Mm, that's so great. So joy, I have to repeat this because it was so great. Two things. Joy occurs without a story. So we don't need the story. We don't need the partner or the car or the house or the money or anything for joy to naturally bubble up from within. And I think that was so beautiful. Thank you for saying that.
Well, thank you for reflecting it back.
And the other thing about joy, because we don't often think about this, you know, in this world of personal transformation and spiritual work, you know, we're so often focused on what needs to be fixed, but there's so much that's right already. I love that you said, joy doesn't need a reason. I love that. Thank you.
Well, thank you. And my mom and I like to laugh, but she did one thing really right, and that was giving me the middle name of Joy. we joke about it, but she says I came to her very early in life and said that needs to be my middle name. And for a long time I didn't use the name. I couldn't relate to it. I couldn't. Wow. I didn't know what joy meant to me. And one of the things that I teach students in the MJoy teachings, whether it's the women's seminar or the integrative seminar that's open to men and women, is that I'm not here to define joy for anyone. Joy is a deeply personal experience, and any definition that we put on it potentially can limit it, just like our thoughts. Mm. And so everybody can access their own inner volition of joy. It's always there, just like the sun. The sun is always there on a cloudy day. You might not see it, but it's always there. And our joy is always there, no matter what has happened, what may be happening, or what we think might happen. It's always there. And the question becomes, will you open into noticing and experiencing it? And a lot of what we learn in the MJoy teachings is how to access that joy through our own authenticity, through speaking our truth, through living as true authentic self, and truly authentically relating with all that we're experiencing. It's not so much about acquiring stuff, although manifestation is a facet of living our true authentic self, but whether we're manifesting a new man or a new car or a new job or just a new relationship to ourselves, all of that is a facet of joy, and joy is a facet of living from the field of the heart, living in authenticity, and living as our core integral self, our true authentic self. And that's really the power of joy. It bubbles up and it ripples out in all that we create and all that we relate to.
That's really fantastic. Well, you're a wealth of insight and wisdom, truly a real woman, courageous wisdom. Just to reiterate why we do what we do here with this podcast, just to bring people on like you that have so much experience. But I have this burning question, which is, how did you come to all this? How did you find this? I mean, I'm always so fascinated with the unfolding of the path for
yeah, it's probably a longer story than time permits, but in summary, you know, probably it's been an ongoing progression that goes all the way back to, you know, when I was 5 years old and my parents divorced, and I experienced a lot of division and a lot of separation and disconnection. But, you know, in my adult life, I got into the pharmaceutical industry. Primarily, I got in right out of college, and I really wanted to help people. And at the time, it was the only profession that was paying women dollar for dollar what it was paying men. And so I was all excited. I thought I had gotten into this, you know, equal opportunity employer. And what it was really about at that time was hiring somewhat attractive, intelligent women to influence the predominantly male allopathic medical doctor model. And so I had a lot of really, really interesting experiences that unfolded, you know, with over the course of 15 years. And, you know, something inside my heart was not aligned with continuing with that career. And my body started getting sick. You know, you talk about how do you know what your truth is? Well, if you're not living your truth, your body will start breaking down. And in the course of getting sick, I began to study Eastern medicine, complementary medicine, integrative medicine, and consciousness itself. I was fascinated with the role that consciousness plays in our realities, and particularly in the physical body. I knew that there was more to disease than just treating with pharmaceuticals. I knew from inside knowledge of running clinical trials that the placebo effect was very, very real. And that led me into the world initially of matrix energetics, and then expanding into developing my own platform and my own series of teachings based on the language of heart-centered awareness and the physics of integrity. So, you know, through all of that, I made a series of distinctions about what life can look like when you're living both in integrity as well as out of integrity. And so learning to trust ourselves and listen to our hearts and to interact with the various placeholders that are showing up in our reality as cues for when we're in alignment or not in alignment, that's all integrated into the MJOY teachings. And so, you know, leaving the pharmaceutical industry, probably always part of my path. Was it easy to do? No, I was scared. That was my life. And yet there was a deep calling from the field of my heart telling me that I was out of integrity with that path, and I needed to choose something different. And so I would say to all our Women for One listeners on this podcast that, you know, trust your heart, know that that even though the fear is there, the fear doesn't need to stop you, and that, you know, the callings of the heart are speaking truth to you. And if you trust and listen and allow and give yourself permission to choose anew, you will be able to create a life that is so magnificent beyond what you can possibly envision now. And it's all within you seeking to just express.
So well said. That's really inspiring. Oh, yes. And we all know as women that we know, like you said, we know without knowing that we know. There's something inside that is guiding us constantly, poking and prodding and whispering and screaming, and until we just acknowledge and get curious enough, like you were saying, to get curious enough to trust and listen. And wow, you have a lot to share, my friend.
Well, thank you. I thoroughly enjoyed this conversation with you, and I'm always game for being in this conversation. It's what I call conversations and consciousness, and there's nothing more interesting to me than talking about experiencing our own magnificence.
Yeah, well, I'm with you. Well, remind us again how we can find you and about your books as well, please.
Absolutely. I would invite all of our listeners to visit the website, www.mjoyheartfield, and that's spelled mjoyheartfield.com. On the website, you can sign up to join the MJOY community. I teach seminars around the world almost every month. And I also teach webinars twice a month to anyone, anywhere. There's no prerequisite. This is open to everyone. And the books are also on my website. They're available on Amazon. Little Book of Big Potentials came out in March of 2015. And then The Practical Play, The Heart-Centered Way, is the complimentary play guide to Little Book of Big Potentials. Those books are available in print version, Kindle version, as well as audiobook. And many readers love to get the audiobook because it's like sitting in the living room with me and having a cup of tea, and I just dialogue. Little Book of Big Potentials, 9.5 hours of me talking. So there is science in the book, but readers can skip over the science and go straight to the nuts and the bolts. And I also have a book that I've written about matrix energetics for those that are interested in that topic, and that's called Amjoy Practically Speaking, Matrix Energetics and Living Your Infinite Potential. But the evolution of the Amjoy teachings and what I've been focusing on during this podcast can be found on my website and or in Little Book of Big Potentials.
Wonderful. Well, thank you. Thank you for your enthusiasm and for your service, really, for helping us all to have the courage, really, to look within and to just have the trust to know that there is brilliance awaiting us just on the other side of the next thought, right?
Thank you for your commitment to Women for One. I'm very, very aligned with the mission, and it's an honor to be able to support truth tellers worldwide. And we'll be doing a women's seminar this weekend, a 3-day event, and I will make sure that I mention Women for One to all the women that will be attending, because the missions are very aligned. And anything that I can do to support Women for One, I'm more than happy to.
Wonderful. Well, thank you. Thanks again, Melissa. And thank you all for listening. We will catch up next time.
Thank you for listening to Women for One's podcast series, Real Women, Courageous Wisdom. If you like what you just heard, we hope you will subscribe to our podcast on iTunes and leave a review. If you're interested in becoming a Women for One truth teller, visit womenforone.com to learn more. For more information about our host, Kara Bradley, visit her site, karabradley.net. Join us next time for another enlightening conversation with powerful everyday women.